Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for being with me. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show, president and founder of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Karen, tell us about SBE Council.
Oh, you bet, Jim. So SBE Council, we are an advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship. We work on a whole range of initiatives to improve the ecosystem, the environment for small business growth and entrepreneurship. Work on a load of policy issues, as you know, Jim. And SBEcouncil.org is our website. Sign up for our Small Business Insider e-newsletter and all of our alerts to keep, you updated if you're an entrepreneur, small business, or happen to love one. And Jim,
and
we're just fighting
nobody
every day
else,
for small business.
Pound for pound, nobody else does more for small business than Karen and her organization. Karen, I want to continue our conversation about getting more help, financial help, from the government for the small business sector. We talked about the PPP program, Paycheck Protection Program, earlier. There's still money in that account that could be re-diverted, reassigned, redeployed in another wave of help for small businesses. But And you guys are working on that. There's a petition to do that, to carve it out of all the other debates going on, just to solely help small businesses. But I want to come back to one of the sticking points that may have caused some people not to get the loan to start with, as we talked about earlier, and that's the forgiveness part of this. In the early days, it must be said that the Treasury Department came back after the law was passed and put new restrictions on this. But one of the things that was part of this was the forgiveness of this. If you took the Paycheck Protection Program loan, and it is a loan, you sign a loan document, it could be forgiven later on if you use the money properly. And now, up to now, no bank has said it's time to do that. But it seems that may be about to happen. What do you think?
Jim, that's true. I mean, it has to happen soon because the clock is running out. But
yeah.
My understanding is that there are 98,000 loan forgiveness applications sitting at the SBA that have been processed. They just haven't done that yet. And that's only a small number of
millions
of loans that have been made. But, Jim, the big issue is this, is everyone's waiting for loan forgiveness simplification, for legislation to pass the Congress. Everyone says it's going to happen. You know, banks want the simplification process to happen, or this legislation, so that they don't have to redo their systems again. It's very complicated, so that they're not going to be held liable, so that the small business owner attests to the fact that they used the money for what they said they were going to use it for, the 60-40 split, that they used it, 60 for payroll, 40 for other expenses.
They didn't lay those people off.
Exactly. So So the simplification application would be available for businesses that had loans of $150,000 or less. And that's actually included in that legislation where the discharge.
So those would be basically automatically forgiven.
Automatically forgiven, but businesses would have to, they'd have to hang on to that paperwork because it could be random audits. And we agree with that. Mm-hmm. But just to sort of keep the process going, make it simple, and again, that loan process simplification is so important for small businesses, to have that certainty that it is going to be forgiven. They'll hang on to the paperwork, and it'll be a less complex process for everyone involved, the banks, the businesses, etc. So,
but your bank, I think, don't people need to it wouldn't be a bad idea to just check in with your bank this week, but typically you should expect your bank to contact you and say it's time to get your document in. We should also remind people that for most small businesses, the 5803, I think the 5803 EZ, letter Z form, the new form, it's just a page and a half, I think. Replace the 8-page, 11-page earlier document.
Yes.
There's an easy forgiveness form, but I talked, I've talked to bankers, and they say we don't have anywhere to send them. Don't send us your forgiveness document. We don't have anywhere to send them. But I think now they may be starting to get that. So you probably want to check in with your banker. What do you think, Karen?
I do. I know, like, a lot of small business accountants and others who advise them is that they could hold off for a little bit because it may be a simplification process. You know,
right.
Jim, there's also the issue of the tax issue of whether
right. Tell us about that.
Under the legislation, forgivable expenses cannot be taxable. But the IRS came out with guidance that said, well, yeah, they may be, or else there's a question that you cannot deduct these, under your
right.
as a deductible expense. So that's another uncertainty, Jim.
Is that still in the balance? So that's still being decided. Can you, in other words, what the question is, can you deduct the expenses that you've been paid to cover? Do you have to pay taxes on, you either have to pay taxes on the money you were given or not deduct the expenses, right? Otherwise, it's double dipping.
That's right.
That hasn't been resolved, has it?
That has not been resolved. But members of both sides of the aisle said it has been resolved in the original bill. We don't know why
right.
the IRS and Treasury said otherwise.
Right.
But also, Jim, I just learned that this could be an issue at the state level as well.
Ah.
This is getting pretty interesting. But I would say to small businesses, it's going to come a point in time where you're going to have to submit that forgiveness
yeah.
document, get forgiveness,
right.
and then hopefully the tax issue will take care of itself.
Get forgiveness now. Let the tax thing come later. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, one of our heroes and a great American, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbcouncil.org. Join their organization. You'll be glad.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.